Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Streamlining funds to help the homeless, that is among the many important issues facing the L.A. City Council on their agenda today. Let's take you live now to L.A. City Hall and our Craig Figner.
Chris, it's $50 million. That is how much L.A. City Council members are being asked to approve for a pilot phase, the initial pilot phase of the Bass administration's Inside Safe program. Remember, Mayor Karen Bass did pledge during her campaign to house 17,000 people, homeless people, during her first year in office. But during public comment, which is still underway now, we're hearing some skepticism from people about where that money would end up, potentially.
I think that the only time our city puts resources into this unhoused resident crisis is when it means the right people can make money. The tiny home villages are a great project, but when I look at the price tag of those, it's costing about like three or four times as much as it should. You have to wonder why. And who's getting a payday for that?
The homeless has just been used as a campaign contribution profit center for developers, just like the previous caller said.
This L.A. City Council meeting did start with some comments from L.A.'s newly elected city controller, who pledged oversight in exactly how this money is spent. And Chris, the meeting started without Councilmember Kevin De Leon in his seat at the Horseshoe. But about 15 minutes ago, he arrived. So he is now among the council members who are here, who are on the agenda as present. And as for protesters, just one known protester in the council chamber right now.
All right, Craig, thank you. Tenants living in the city of Los Angeles could soon have more protections in place to keep them from being evicted, or at least evicted without a valid reason. Let's go live to South LA and John Baird.
Some tenants and tenant advocates were hoping that the LA City Council would simply extend the eviction ban, a moratorium that was enacted during COVID to protect renters who were hammered financially, like those who lost their jobs, so they wouldn't lose their apartments. But LA City Councilman Bob Blumenfield says the eviction ban is really no longer necessary. Instead, other tenant protections will be enacted.
Well, one of the biggest protections that we're talking about is limiting evictions to just cause eviction.
The council wants to create more stability for renters.
You ought to know that you have that apartment as long as you're paying the rent and you're not creating a nuisance issue. You should be able to keep that apartment. And if you're going to be removed, then you're entitled to some relocation fees.
And Chris, he says you cannot be tossed out for just being a few days behind on the rent either. That will be another new rule. But the council, the full city council, is expected to meet and possibly vote on this stuff on Friday.
All right, John, thank you. That's John Baird reporting live for us from South L.A. Singer Billie Eilish has filed a restraining order, this against a man who allegedly broke into her family's home in Highland Park a few weeks ago. The man has repeatedly showed up at the home in recent weeks, professing his love for the 21-year-old artist and hoping to meet her. Eilish says she called police several times. The man was arrested earlier this month after reportedly climbing a fence to get onto the property. She says she doesn't feel safe visiting her parents and her childhood home anymore. This isn't the first time she's had an issue with fans. Eilish has a 3-year restraining order against another man who kept showing up at her door. Forensic officials in Baja California have now concluded that Orange County public defender Elliot Blair died from a traumatic brain injury over the weekend after falling from the third floor of a resort. But his family doesn't buy it. They say officials in Mexico urged them repeatedly to cremate his body, which they rejected. OC Register reports officials in Mexico have labeled the fall an unfortunate accident. In a statement, the family believes Blair, who was just 33 years old, was the victim of a brutal crime. They add there have been little investigations by the police there, the local police, into the circumstances surrounding his death. The family also plans to have an independent autopsy performed. The race for California's U.S. Senate seat is officially on. Chris Ancarlo reports from up in the Bay Area, where the first declared candidate held her first official campaign event.
Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter of Irvine chose the Bay Area, and specifically she chose the influential Democrats of Rossmore Club.
It's the first time that I am going to say this in person, in public. I am running to be your next U.S. Senator.
Well, it's really important to me to show every part and pocket of California that I'm going to be engaging in conversation with them and listening and learning.
Porter hit the notes she's known for.
Heard me talk about standing up to special interests and why that's so important, because that's the key to doing something about the issues that are most important to California.
A song well received by members of the club like Karen Martner.
I was thrilled to hear her come out with a very strong conviction.
The geography of the announcement is notable, considering this is the seat currently held by Dianne Feinstein, who has yet to announce her future plans. And adjacent to Congresswoman Barbara Lee's district, who is widely believed to be planning a run of her own.
I think every candidate needs to make their own choice about whether to enter this race, what they're going to fight for, whose voices they're going to lift up.
Chris Ancarlo, KNX News.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.